This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a bonus emergency episode of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. My name is Blair Angulo. As five-star quarterback Dylan Raiola, the number one prospect in the 2024 class, has just come off the board to the Ohio State Buckeyes. And we've got the director of recruiting for 24/7 Sports, Steve Wiltfong, who has been on the scene in the state of Arizona on behalf of CBS Sports HQ and 24/7 Sports. Steve, how seismic is this for the Buckeyes?
Well, it makes Ohio State the early front runner for the number one overall class in 2024. Also, Blair, right? You know, they land the number one recruit in the country, Dylan Raiola. The first pledge for them in this rising junior class. You can't get off to a better start than that, beating Alabama, Georgia, Oregon, and USC, to name a few of the other programs that Raiola gave a good look to. And this was a recruitment that had some ebbs and flows. Georgia led early. I think a visit to Oregon this spring was an eye-opener. A visit to USC was a real eye-opener, and the attention that he was receiving from Lincoln Riley, there was kind of a momentum swing towards the Trojans for a second. But Ohio State, going back to his visit for the Penn State game during the fall, he said he felt the culture immediately, returned this spring and had another great visit in April, came back a couple weeks later for the spring game, but that was to commit and did that in person, and finally goes public with his plans. And Ohio State, they obviously have a standard at that position with the first round picks that Coach Day and company have developed. And then the guys that they've recruited, you know, you got CJ Stroud there under center now. You got Kyle McCord waiting in the wings, a former 24/7 Sports composite five-star there. And then you have Devin Brown, who's a true freshman on campus, already making waves when you talk to people around the program. They talk about how tremendously talented Devin is. Don't have a 23 quarterback committed, but what they have now is a 2024 quarterback that meets the standard of the guys before him, has all the traits coveted at the position, comes from terrific pedigree. His father played 14 years in the NFL for the Detroit Lions as an offensive lineman. One of his former teammates, Drew Stanton, told me that Dominic Raiola is the smartest football player he ever played with. And, you know, Raiola was an All-American Remington Award winner at Nebraska. His numbers retired in Lincoln. But his son's setting his own path in Columbus. His older sister plays volleyball at TCU. His mom played water polo and swam at the University of Hawaii. This is a family that loves competing. And Dylan Raiola, the latest to make the decision on his next move. And we'll see what the future holds. It certainly looks bright.
Yeah, Dylan could also do a little baseball. He told me he throws about 90 from the mound, so that's another thing to watch with him as he continues his progression as an overall athlete, a multi-sport star. And Steve, before we go, you mentioned it earlier, no 2023 class for the Buckeyes in the class, right? No commitments. It seemed like they were in on some guys, but for them to lock in a 24, I think has to help their recruiting efforts, right? Not only in 24, but I think in 23 as well, because some of these receivers, some of the big-time playmakers that are looking at Ohio State and at Ryan Day can look at that and say, oh, they're going to have the number one prospect in 24 coming in.
Well, from top to bottom, Ohio State does a fantastic job recruiting, from Coach Day and the genuine personal relationships he develops with top targets. Certainly here with quarterbacks, Corey Dennis is as electric a recruiter in the country at that position. Does a great job of really connecting with these players. You know, obviously he landed Quinn Ewers also and had Quinn Ewers in the fold. You know, Quinn obviously transferred and moved on, but Ohio State won that recruiting battle before they were able to quickly pivot to Devin Brown and land arguably the top quarterback in the class, going from Quinn Ewers to Devin Brown. So Corey Dennis has got big time recruiting chops, does a great job at that position. But so many guys in that building, Tony Alford, Larry Johnson, you know, the two new DB coaches, coaches Perry Aliano and Coach Walton. You're even reading Coach Knowles' name with guys like Tacker Curtis. I mean, Brian Hartline, who recruits a position better than Brian Hartline and what he's done at receiver? And you look at the way Ohio State's trending for the nation's best at that position. Brandon Innes put a recent crystal ball in for him. Noah Rogers put in a recent crystal ball for him. Carnell Tate have a longtime crystal ball in favor of Ohio State for him. Justin Fry's got his offensive line class starting to rock and roll as they beat Notre Dame and Alabama for the Sirevelt kid. Last week on CBS Sports HQ, recruiting's a game of inches. Now you add Dylan Rayola to that front, right? And he's one of the more outgoing prospects in the country. You've talked to him. He knows that he's going to be. I talked to him about it. He's excited to help recruit 23 and 24. And when you talk about 24 and some of the guys that they're going to be in on at that position, Jeremiah Smith and Josh Trader from Miami Central, JoJo Trader, those are two guys that Ohio State's already in terrific position for that Dylan Rayola has built a report with. That's another inch in the Big Ten powerhouse's favor. You know, Ohio State's got a team that's got an opportunity to win a national championship this year. And the way that they're recruiting in 23 and now 24, you figure they're going to be in the mix for a long time down the road.
A big arm and a big time talent. Dylan Rayola, five-star quarterback, commits to the Ohio State Buckeyes, giving Ryan Day a big splash early on in the 2024 recruiting cycle. For Steve Wolfong and our producer, Lance Glenn, I am Blair Angulo. Thank you so much for listening to this bonus edition of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast as the Buckeyes make some serious noise heading into the summer.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.